serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police say the suspect in the Boulder firebomb attack that left a dozen people wounded has spent a year planning it and learned how to make the devices and carry out the action on YouTube. Mohammed Solomon had moved to Colorado 3 years ago, and the Department of Homeland Security says he was in the country illegally, having overstayed his visa. Dozens of Palestinians killed near a food aid center in Gaza. ABC's Guy Davies has more.
Another mass casualty event has been reported after another shooting near an aid distribution center in southern Gaza. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 27 people were killed and dozens more injured. The director of Nasser Hospital is saying they're struggling to cope with the influx of casualties. This morning, the IDF said they fired shots towards suspects in the area who had deviated from an established route, but they're reviewing the incident. Guy Davies, ABC News in Tel Aviv.
Ukraine's drone attack on Russian warplanes is being seen as a serious blow to the Kremlin's strategic arsenal. Ceasefire talks in Turkey stalled. This is ABC News. The U.S. Department of Transportation says things are going well at getting back on track at Newark Liberty Airport.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says construction on one runway at Newark Liberty International was completed 2 weeks early. He also says FAA training is underway to fill air traffic controller shortages.
We have 16 in training. 14 of those are experienced controllers from other airspaces. They have to get trained up in this airspace. And so depending on where they're at in the training, will depend on when they roll out of training and become certified controllers for this airspace.
Duffy says flights will increase on the runway after it's certified next week. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
How much soup has your family been putting down? Campbell says more people are eating at home, and that has been boosting its bottom line. With Americans cutting back on dining out, demand is up for things like canned food and soup. Net sales at Campbell's up 4% in the last quarter. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Turn it up. That is the theme driving thousands of Wisconsin State FFA members as they get ready for the state convention next week. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And that energy is contagious. Jesse Thompson, president of the Wisconsin State FFA Association, says by seeing the success other FFA members are having, it bolsters FFA activities overall.
I was always taught success breeds success. And I think that FFA is an organization that's highlighting other FFA members for, you know, their accomplishments and really giving students a place to flourish. And when students see that, they want to get involved. And I think that it's just proves that students are really excited about what's going on in our organization. And there are many things that contribute to that. But I always like to reflect back on that success breeds success.
Jesse Thompson, he is the current president of the Wisconsin State FFA Association. The convention returns to the Alliant Energy Center next week, June 9th through the 12th, kicking off activities with their Day of Service. 12 different service sites around the Dane County area where FFA members will pitch in and help their neighbors.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And weather around Wisconsin's helped our crops flourish. According to the update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, as of Sunday, 93% of Wisconsin's corn crop was planted and 70% was rated good to excellent. 90% of our soybeans are in the ground. 80% of that crop rated good to excellent. Also, 85% of our oats rated good to excellent. Pasture conditions a little iffy depending on where you are. 72% of our pastures rated good to excellent as of Sunday. And our potato producers just keep rolling. 92% of our spuds already planted. That was as of Sunday. You need more food news? Well, you can get it anytime you want it. Pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. You can sign up for our daily e-newsletter there as well. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers OTAs continue here at Lambeau Field. Anthony Belton is the Packers' second-round pick out of NC State, competing for a spot on the offensive line. I asked him if he's been more nervous or excited to be in the NFL.
It's a little bit of both, because, you know, you're nervous because, you know, you're in a new environment around people you're not really too familiar with. But also, it's like you're excited because this is what you've been wanting to do since you was a kid, lifelong dream. You get a chance to keep playing the game you've been loving since a kid. It's like, it's a blessing. But you're going to be nervous at first a little bit.
Baseball, the Brewers and Reds series continues tonight in Cincinnati. Milwaukee winning 3-2 last night, thanks to another home run by Christian Yelich, named National League Player of the Week. Yelich, hit by a pitch Sunday, still managed to hit his sixth home run in the past 10 games.
He crushed two balls tonight. That, you know, sore hand or not, he's living up to his Player of the Week. You know, outstanding.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. There could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more. Our high in the low to mid 60s today. Tonight we'll drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63. 98 Q Country.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Fu Manchu. And I love deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday like you were dying, to live 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 like you were dying.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They keep you listening because they're super funny. They play the super good tunes and they mix it up from old to new.
98Q Country.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure, good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
Slam, and I couldn't tell, was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh hell, she's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounded like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. There's gone for good and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish it'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out, she ain't back yet. Ain't called home, turned off the phone. Oh man, this might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave, but I didn't call, so I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. I'm still not sure what gone is all about. Cause there's gone for good and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Is it the kind of gone where she's at her mom's cooling down, she'll come around? Says you had your chance, and she ain't coming back. Well, there's gone for good, and there's good and gone, and there's
Country on with us.
So much fun.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, something like a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold of me, yeah. Faking and doing things I shouldn't be, I really shouldn't be. Yeah, but one more call, it's the one more what you doing right now. It's the one more trip to my side of town and you walk right in. On each other, your hands all over me. I tell myself I'm not in love, but one more time is a not in love. One last kiss and then you're a goner. Like you should need to stay a little longer. So calm and so cool, yeah, I try to be like it's on fire.
Brothers Osborne, Stay a Little Longer at 98Q Country, and a good Tuesday. Hope you're well on this, the second day of June. I got to flip my calendar. Third day of June, sorry. Got to flip my calendar over there. We've got more prizes to give away today. Our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. I promise you one thing this morning. Your morning show guy is going to be a little bit more organized this morning. Yesterday I was throwing out things like, hey, we're giving away $100 this hour, and then it was actually brewer tickets. And then another hour I said, we're giving away brewer tickets, it was actually $100. So I have the sheet that I can translate the best. I was going to say I have the correct sheet. The sheet's always been correct. It's just my ability to interpret the sheet. So what we will do is have a keyword in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, and that keyword is going to be worth $100 to somebody in our statewide civic media contest. So we're looking to make you a winner. Keywords 7, 11, 2, and 4. How do you enter? It's free. You just got to have that civic media app on your Android or iPhone. Go to your Play Store, search for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Put it on your phone, it'll live there, and
then you can tap there and you can listen to us and our civic media stations anytime. But then you tap on 98Q, text the word that we give you coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Because of the rain today, it's going to be a washout today. If we see much of any sunshine today, that will be a bonus. But it's going to be one of those days we're going to see some rain cells move in. We've got one off to our west that'll move in here in the next couple of hours. Temperatures will drop. We're at 61 right now. They'll drop down to about 54, 55 degrees, it looks like, when this system passes through here in a little bit. And then we'll see some heavy rain and thunderstorms in the midday. And maybe a little bit of a break late, but it's just going to rain all day, it looks like, as far as the heavy rain goes. I mean, we could see a few inches of rain in some areas here by the time the system passes through. Because of that, the Prentice golf team was supposed to golf their sectional today over in Rice Lake at Turtleback Golf Course. That has been postponed till tomorrow. And I'm anticipating that other games, there's a lot of baseball, and I believe softball games today. We're supposed to have the Shawamigan baseball game on today. I'm anticipating a lot of these are probably going to be moved because it is going to be just a wet, rainy day all day today. So stay tuned for any information on that. The Brewers got their game in last night. They win. That's 8 in a row now, right? Let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that's the good news. The bad news is the Cubbies keep winning ahead of them. So do the Cardinals. And they're still sitting at 5 games out of first place, even though they're 5 games above 500. So the Brewers playing well. They'll do it again tonight. We'll have the Brewers right here. If they play the local baseball game, Shawamigan, that'll be over on Trail Mix, but I'm not optimistic that'll happen. Let's get you updated at 6:30, twice an hour, news and sports. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police say the suspect in the Boulder firebomb attack that left a dozen people wounded has spent a year planning it and learned how to make the devices and carry out the action on YouTube. Mohammed Solomon had moved to Colorado 3 years ago, and the Department of Homeland Security says he was in the country illegally, having overstayed his visa. Dozens of Palestinians killed near a food aid center in Gaza. ABC's Guy Davies has more.
The mass casualty event has been reported after another shooting near an aid distribution center in southern Gaza. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 27 people were killed and dozens more injured. The director of Nasser Hospital is saying they're struggling to cope with the influx of casualties. This morning, the IDF said they fired shots towards suspects in the area who had deviated from an established route, but they're reviewing the incident. Guy Davies, ABC News in Tel Aviv.
Ukraine's drone attack on Russian warplanes is being seen as a serious blow to the Kremlin's strategic arsenal. Ceasefire talks in Turkey stalled. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With the summer heat finally here, Katkins has shared some tips on keeping your pets safe in the heat. These include protecting your pets from the sun's rays and keeping them hydrated, being sure to be careful around asphalt, as if it's too hot for bare feet, it's too hot for bare paws, never leaving your pet in the car, even with the window cracked, as it has been shown that leaving the window cracked does not help, and there is very minimal difference between being in the shade and out in the sunlight. And remembering to limit exercise. Pets can be very playful, but don't let them overexert themselves in the heat. Also, keep an eye out for signs of heat stroke. These include excessive panting, discolored gums, and mobility problems. If this occurs, seek veterinary attention immediately. Once again, those tips are providing plenty of shade and water, never leaving your pet in a car, being sure to keep them off of asphalt, as it can be very, very hot in the sun, and being sure to limit exercise, alongside keeping eyes out for signs of heat stroke. This Wednesday, from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., the Farmers Market is going to be in town once again. This will be at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 in Park Falls, and at the market you can find things such as locally produced honey and maple syrup, asparagus, rhubarb, green onions, baked goods, and much more. Black Angus beef will be available, along with freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and dog biscuits. If weather permits, mushrooms will also be at the market. You can also come out to see a nice selection of flowers and plants, including succulents. Bird feeders and bird houses and some jewelry will also be available. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBTs, WIC, and senior market coupons. The Park Falls Farmers Market is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and, therefore, also accepts chamber bucks. This year, they also have a partner with Aspirus to participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program as well. They are extremely grateful for the community support, and please keep in mind that just because you don't see something this week does not mean that it won't be there next week or later in the season. Keep in mind, farmers markets are very much reliant on the growing seasons and current conditions. If you're uncertain about a product, talk to one of the vendors. They may be able to help you. Once again, the farmers market is every Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 here in Park Falls. The nurses at Meritor in Madison have struck a deal with the hospital after a 5-day strike. Savannah Tomielsen has the details.
A statement from Meritor spokesperson Nicole Imani says they've reached an agreement everyone is proud of. She says that deal includes raises for the staff, which are already some of the highest paid nurses in the state. Amber Anderson is on the nurses' bargaining team.
We fought for every penny they had to offer. We want an 8% increase across the board over 2 years.
Now, one of the big priorities all along for the Service Employees International Union was safety.
Unfortunately, while we were hopeful for more firm language that leads to action from the hospital, we were unable to come to an agreement on how to put that into contractual language. With that being said, we were able to win new language to continue to build upon that provides an opportunity to collaboratively work towards safety and security solutions.
The strike has officially ended and Meritor nurses are back in the building. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers OTAs continue here at Lambeau Field. Anthony Belton is the Packers' second-round pick out of NC State, competing for a spot on the offensive line. I asked him if he's been more nervous or excited to be in the NFL.
It's a little bit of both, because, you know, you're nervous because, you know, you're in a new environment around people you're not really too familiar with. But also, it's like you're excited because this is what you've been wanting to do since you was a kid, a lifelong dream. You get a chance to keep playing the game you've been loving since a kid. It's like, it's a blessing. But you're going to be nervous at first a little bit.
Baseball, the Brewers and Reds series continues tonight in Cincinnati. Milwaukee winning 3-2 last night, thanks to another home run by Christian Yelich, named National League Player of the Week. Yelly, hit by a pitch Sunday, still managed to hit his 6th home run in the past 10 games.
He crushed 2 balls tonight that, you know, sore hand or not, he's living up to his Player of the Week, you know, outstanding.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Play at the lake that pays all year round. Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Earn up to $200 free play when you join the Lake Club. Bring a friend and you'll get an additional $15 more when they sign up. Don't forget to download our app for free slot game fun on the go. Slots, table games, sportsbook, entertainment, dining, and the friendliest staff in the North Woods. We've got it all at the lake. Winning's more fun at the lake.
Must be 21 to play.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Going on now, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's, let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. There could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more. Our high in the low to mid-60s today. Tonight will drop into the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
98 Q Country.
Truck, lots of luck, thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised. But no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
And good morning.
98Q Country.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Dramatic.
Country.
My buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude and fire it up. Beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. Just idle on over. Toss us a line. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Just flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. Everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old and pass them around. Bass trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side there's five houseboat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Party's over and we're all alone. We'll be making waves in a no-wake zone. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side there's five houseboat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Redneck Yacht Club.
Craig Morgan, 98Q Country. And a wet Tuesday ahead of you here on this third day of June. It's going to rain quite a bit, it looks like, today, all day, pretty much. I don't see the sun anywhere in my little forecast here. All right, we'll get our keyword, our first one to you today, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Hey, when you're faced with challenges, how you respond, of course, determines the real winner. Rural Mutual believes that there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, the school, and the fans who support the athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sports Sportsmanship Award. They've been a sponsor since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship, it recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. So visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions. We're getting into that spring tournament time, state tournament time, of course, state track going on this weekend. So they're a proud sponsor of it. Let's get you updated on all the news and sports in just a little bit after 7 o'clock. Prentice Golf is going to play their sectional tomorrow. That's been delayed from today already. Probably going to be a lot of games postponed with a wet day forecasted here, especially in the northern part of the state. Words of wisdom for this Tuesday, the third day of June. Let's take a moment here to focus on the family.
The people who understand suffering the most all say the same thing. Pain strengthens our character in ways that would never happen without it. Helen Keller became deaf and blind as a baby. She once said, "Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet." Christopher Reeves, the actor who played Superman, believed the same thing. At age 43, he was thrown from a horse and paralyzed from the neck down. It took 2 years for him to believe that life was worth living again. From there, he rediscovered new purpose. He once said, "Who knows why accidents happen? The key is what you do afterwards." You have two choices: stare out the window and gradually disintegrate, or use whatever resources you have to do something positive. My friend Johnny Erickson Tata has learned to live life with an attitude of gratitude, but it required deep faith. A diving accident left her a quadriplegic at age 17. She says her journey out of suffering only began when she was able to pray, "Lord, if I can't die, show me how to live." Suffering is a harsh reality, and there are no easy answers. But I believe this to be true. If with God's help we're able to embrace our suffering, we'll emerge from it with greater character, capable of channeling our pain toward a higher purpose. If you're suffering and could use someone to talk to, give one of our counselors here at Focus on the Family a call. The number is 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
"Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone."
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Victory Christian Center presents Praise in the Park, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Everyone is welcome to this free event. Enjoy amazing Christian bands by Brendan Brooks, Howard Grip, The Presence Music Band, and Dan Bremnes. Experience local baptisms, and there will also be food trucks to grab a bite to eat while you enjoy the great music. We'll see you at this great community event June 7th, 2 p.m. for Praise in the Park at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northern Comfort Systems Specialists of Phillips. They handle all your HVAC products and services. They're not comfortable until you're comfortable.
98Q Country. It's our Scotty Summer Statewide Text-A-Win Contest right here on 98Q Country. We're hooking you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then get ready to text in for your chance to win each weekday at 7, 11, 2, and 4 with 98Q Country. 98Q Country.
Remember when I was young and so were you, and time stood still. Love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. We made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when you vowed the vows and walked the it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when? Old ones died and new were born. Life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when? 30 seems so old now, looking back. Just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when? We said when we turn gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember when.
Let's go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98 Q Country.
I got a souped up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road. See how fast this thing gon' go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. While we making these tires green in this old car, all I wanna do is
to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For the second time in 3 days, Palestinian health officials and witnesses say Israeli forces fired on people as they headed to an aid distribution site in Gaza. 27 people were killed in the most recent attack. Two people remain in critical condition in Boulder, Colorado after Sunday's firebomb attack. The suspect, a 45-year-old man named Mohammed Solomon, is now facing multiple charges, including attempted murder. ABC's Mola Lenghi is in Boulder.
Authorities say the suspect confessed, saying he had been planning this for a year, waiting until after his daughter graduated high school to conduct the attack. Authorities saying the suspect allegedly learned how to make them on YouTube. Also, finding a backpack weed sprayer filled with gasoline. Officials say he specifically targeted the Zionist group that had gathered in Boulder after learning about the group from an online search.
South Koreans voting in a snap election triggered by the ouster of their former president Yoon Suk-yeol. This is ABC News. The CDC is issuing a new travel warning for Americans as the number of measles cases across the country tops 1,000. New research from Johns Hopkins also shows there's been a decline in childhood vaccination rates over the past 5 years in 2/3 of all counties in the country. Not just kids either.